Hester, I will say, is like somebody who is trying to do better for herself and her children, but society continues to bring her down no matter what she tries to do. So I just think she's trying to show that, you know, there are people out there who are trying to do better for themselves, who are trying to get, you know, maybe money or resources for their children, and society just won't let them. Like, you know, as far as they keep trying to spay her, you know what I'm saying? So that talks about her rights as a woman and, you know, bearing children. They want to take that right away for her to have children. But then again, you know, so that's just fine. Well, for me, as an African-American woman, I have gone through some things that to where, you know, like some people brush off the pain and things that, you know, African-American women go through. So, like, I have gone through that in the medical field as well. Yeah. And, you know, like, I've gone through some things to where it was pretty, you know, pretty serious, and I wasn't taken seriously, and I almost died because of that, because I wasn't taken seriously. So I think, you know, she's trying to bring that story out and show that, hey, this happens here and now to women of color. So
would you say that your character is a compatriot or a counterbalance to the Hester role?
I'd say both. She is a not as struggling woman, but throughout the play, she is definitely taking advantage of Hester as well. So although there is that friendship, although there is that camaraderie, there's also the fact that Amiga Gringa doesn't want anything to do with anybody unless she's getting something out of other people. So yes, she is a friend, and yes, she does support, and yes, she does help lift Hester's spirits, but it's only if there will be something at the end for her. Every single character in this play represents something taking Hester back and keeping her back from what she wants. Amiga Gringa is essentially the stereotype of women realizing that the most power they can get in society is the sexual side of it. So she embodies basically, I can get what I want. I have every power at my fingertips if it is on the sexual side. And she is trying to explain that to Hester and trying to get that, I guess, you to join in with it, right? Yeah. So it's a matter of finding, as a woman, where the power lies, whether it's good or bad power, and using it. It does make me very angry to wake up and have that in the back of my head, but personally, to me, where I hold the most power is just holding myself as... I suppose that's where that the self-love comes in. It's not, I want to have power over everybody. It's not, I want to hold this power. It's, I already have it within me. And I don't need anyone else's validation to make me feel powerful. It's within my own self. And so the Me Too movement and feeling that I need to have that power, it shouldn't come from anybody else but from within, is what I believe.
Come see this play so you can see something that maybe you never even thought about. There may be an issue brought up that you're like, oh, I never even thought about it like that. Oh, I never thought that somebody can go through something like that. Or I never, you know. So I've been telling people it's a very deep play, but it will open your eyes to things that is happening now in society, and you will not be comfortable. So look for, you know, that discomfort, but, you know, how can you, I don't know, I don't want to say get over the discomfort, but how can you manage, or, I don't know.
Sit in the uncomfortable for a while.
Yeah.
Take the blinders off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think that